I always forget. What comes after three? I know it's one, two. It's one, two, and then three, right? Ah, four. There it is. Thank you. We welcome you back. It is Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning, a wonderful Wednesday. We'll have some open phone time late in the program this morning. Commissioner Mark Higgins will join us in the top of the hour. We'll talk some election, what do we call it, an election integrity?
Yes.
Election integrity here at the county level with Commissioner Higgins again coming up at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, we have a special guest in studio, happens to be my wife, Marissa Vasiri, who is the founder and president of the Jana Marie Foundation, and a great event coming up here on Friday. Before we get to that, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Seeing our plush digs here at the Radio Ranch.
Wait a minute. This is your first time in here?
It is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Our kiddo has been in here.
Turtle's been in a few times, but I have yet to be here.
Finally, now the maiden voyage has occurred.
You sure I don't have to, like, leave the room? You know? Hello? I don't have to do. Okay. Did you notice the funny look she gave you? Let's see. What comes after three? Did you see the funny look she was giving you?
I am used to that funny look. I am used to that funny look. All right, let's start with for folks that don't know about the Jana Marie Foundation. Start with a little background on that and the good work that the foundation does.
Yeah, so Jana Marie Foundation started in 2012 in memory of my older sister Jana, who died by suicide. And ever since then, we've harnessed the power of creative expression and dialogue to spark conversations, build connections, and promote mental health and well-being, especially among young people in their communities.
And we have, unfortunately, I think a growing need, fair to say, just a lot of stressors that I think are in play right now for young folks.
Absolutely. And Jana Marie Foundation reaches over 5,000 individuals every year. We work in every school district in Center County. We're also over in Huntington County, as well as kind of Blair a little bit into there. So really working with the school districts to support the needs of young people. And most importantly, helping to grow resiliency so that our young people know how to cope with the daily stresses of life and know the different resources or trusted adults that they can reach out to should they ever have a concern for themselves or for a friend.
Now, let's talk a fundraising event that is going to be a whole lot of fun if folks are interested. We talk about it often, but it is amazing the amount of talent in many regards, but in this particular case, we're talking about on the musical front that we have right here in Center County, and a lot of that talent will be on display here Friday night.
Absolutely. So we are having a big benefit event. The money raised from the music event that we're having really helps support our no-cost youth program. So this is how we fund the work that we're able to do in the schools. And it's called With a Little Help from Our Friends. We're going to be at the Arena Bar and Grill on Martin Street in State College, Pennsylvania. And we're going to have music from 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. So you can come and go as you want to. It's a $20 cover at the bar, at the door. It's 21 and over that can attend the event. And we have lots of great music. So we have Luke, Steve, and Paul playing at 6 p.m., followed by Cajones and Cajones, and then Sam and AP, Area 38, Free Range, Biscuit Jam, and School Brothers will be rounding out the night starting around 10:30. So it's a really awesome lineup, a lot of really great talent, a lot of musicians who are coming together to support mental health and well-being in our community.
And we've touched on it, but when you talk about the money going to the, I don't think we can emphasize enough the programs that are free for these kids to attend. And again, they're free, meaning they're not free to run, so there's got to be support here, and this is one of the ways to do it. But talk a little bit about some of the different programs, because I've seen firsthand how special and meaningful these are to the kids and their families that that get the opportunity to participate?
Yeah, so we run after-school clubs. So those take place in our office, and we have them several times a week where we're working with upper elementary through high school age to grow their confidence, build those healthy relationships, and learn different coping strategies that we can use. We also have a service branch of the foundation. So one of our clubs really works with other nonprofits in the community, so learning how to give back, learning how to take a leadership role, how to advocate for those things that you care about. We also offer in-school clubs and groups as well. So one of the things that we're getting started again is over at State High, we're doing a getaway cafe. So students who might not want to eat in the cafeteria where it's really loud, could be overwhelming for some, will be able to come and hang out in a quieter space where Jana Marie Foundation will be there. We can offer check-ins. We'll have some different fidget toys and things like that around as well. We also offer evidence-based education, so helping kids learn about mental health and learn about the different resources that are out there and how to engage in those courageous conversations. That's just a little bit about what we do. We do summer camps at no cost and events throughout the year that are special one-day events. We have Embrace and Ignite coming up at the end of the month. So really just trying to connect with our youth with where they're at. And then also offering that those same types of educational opportunities for their parents and families as well.
You have anything, Mr. Gazy?
No, I'm just enjoying listening.
Right? No problem.
There are serious issues out there.
Yeah.
All age groups.
Absolutely, right? Mental health is something that we all have, and so it affects all of us and something that we need to be focused on from a young age. So learning how to identify our emotions, learning different strategies to help us regulate when we're not feeling like we're in balance, and then especially when we're getting into our teen years, our adult life, our older adult life, knowing the different resources that are out there to help us if we ever do have those thoughts of suicide or are really questioning that next step forward so that we know where to turn to.
Is there a source for all this? Why is this happening?
Yeah, there's a lot of different studies that are out there that are, trying to figure out what is the root cause. Mental health is something that has always been out there. And so, any type of prevention that works, right, when it starts to happen more and more, we do see more people reaching out for help and support because that's what we want to see. So some of it is because of that. So people are more comfortable in reaching out and getting the help and support they need. We also know that technology plays a part in it. We're all connected 24/7. That has changed some of our social dynamics. It's changed the way that bullying occurs. We also know COVID played a part in everything that's been happening. So there was a lot more isolation that happened during those times. And there's a lot more catching up that needs to happen. Different skills that we didn't learn, especially for some of our younger kids, or that we haven't practiced. So conflict management and those types of things that they just didn't get at the times that they would have prior to COVID.
And I think one of the things that I just think helps people who maybe have not had serious mental health issues, and as we've talked about, and it's one of the things that I just think we need to be cognizant of, is we're all just like we're on the physical health spectrum, and I think comparing the mental health and physical health, it's the same way that, like, some people can seemingly eat anything and they remain skinny. The metabolism, like, our bodies and our minds are just different from one another, so it's also not. Like, I think people want there to be, okay, this is, well, if we just do this, then we don't have this issue. Well, for some people, and again, there's some general things, right? Like, consuming nothing but alcohol as your beverages, that's going to be bad for everybody. Like, there's nobody where that's going to be good for your body. There are things that you can do that are not good for your mind. But it's even there, again, it's going to affect different people differently. So it's understanding some of the general, broadly, yes, you should eat well. That's going to help your physical health. You're going, exercise is going to generally help your physical health. But we're all at different starting places, And again, things happen. You get into an accident and you break your leg. Well, now you have a significant health issue. You lose your job. You know, you lose a loved one. You lose a job. You know, just have a cruddy day, and it seems like things snowball. I mean, there's a bunch of things that can trigger as well, just like with physical health. And I think equating it to physical health at least helps folks that maybe don't directly relate. You get a better understanding of, yeah, this is part of life too.
Absolutely. It really is, you know, and as you said, we're all at different starting places. What health means to us, what wellness means to us, it's differently defined by each one of us as well. And it's really recognizing what are our own needs, and then how are we taking care of ourselves? And as adults, how are we taking care of ourselves so we can better show up for the young people in our lives? It's not always easy to be a support person or to be a parent. And if we're not putting the focus and effort into our own well-being, both our physical and mental health, then it makes it extra hard. And so we need to be learning different strategies to really, you know, just continue to build those muscles and build those ways that we can be there for ourselves and others.
Yeah, and I think finding those strategies, obviously, the younger you can do that with physical health habits, getting into healthy habits that will allow you to continue those later in life. It's the same thing with mental health. It was really interesting to me last night with when we talk about finding your different strategies. The Mad Turtle is in Cub Scout Den, and we did the meditation portion of our event last night. And just looking around, some of the kids were really into it, like lost in it, and it was Absolutely. It was neat to see. And others were like, yeah, this isn't for me, and which is fine. There's not everybody is going to have the blanket thing, but that's it. Just kind of reaffirmed to me, oh yeah, this is good for some people, but other people, again, you may need to find something else that, hey, this is what's going to help me get to where I want to be with my mental health.
And depending what we have going on in our life, it may work some days and not other days, right?
For sure.
Like if I'm at a place where I feel like I can clear my mind, it's going to be easier to be in that mode to sit there and try a meditation. Whereas if I'm feeling like I just have a lot going on, my mind won't stop racing, it's going to be really hard for me to try that. But going outside, bouncing a basketball, going for a walk, a run, doing something that moves and gets out some of that energy might be more beneficial in those moments. And so it's also having a whole basket or a toolbox full of different strategies so we can really think of what works for me at different parts in my life, right? Or at different times when I might have other things going on.
Let me preface this by saying we are not getting another kitten, but what are the rewards we see with folks? Yeah, that'll be explained in a moment. That'll be explained in a moment.
Okay.
But really, how beneficial are we seeing animal interaction for folks just in general, and then with specific needs in particular?
Yeah, it can be really calming for some people, right? We know that animals are a lot of responsibility, so we want to make sure that we're in a place where we can really take care of them.
And you want to recognize if you already have enough pets that you don't want to take on another one.
But there's always room for one more cat. And so, but they can be really soothing for some individuals, right? Just getting to be able to pet them, being able to talk with them. They don't really talk back like sometimes people do. And so we could just really be lost in those moments with it. And kittens add that playful side to it too. So they're always, you know, quick to play and they play hard and then they snuggle up and sleep really hard on you. And it's amazing, and there should be a new kitten. Paz has some new cats coming their way, kittens, and they're great.
They're fun to go visit and then go home to
listeners. I think we've stumbled into the middle of something.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
We need to move on. Holy.
Let's recap again. Great event Friday night. Lots of fun. If you're looking for a way to help the Jana Marie Foundation, and quite frankly, even if you're not, if you're just looking, man, I just want to get a night out, this is a great opportunity.
Yes, Friday night, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at the Arena Bar and Grill, so on Martin Street in State College. It's $20 at the door. 21 and over are welcome to come, and we'll have a great time. Come when you can. Stay as long as you want to. If you want to reserve a table so you know you have a seat, you're welcome to contact the arena. They'll get that all set up for you. Otherwise, we're just going to have a great time. There'll be room to dance, and we'll get to have some fun together.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Again, that's Marissa Vasiri. Happens to be my wife. She doesn't generally like to admit that publicly, but, you know, I like to brag about it.
Yeah.
And again, that event at the arena starts 6 o'clock Friday night. Yeah, you can certainly make reservations for a table, but you can also just show up, and $20 gets you in the door, and you can enjoy all that great entertainment. And again, it helps the Jan and Marie Foundation continue to provide so many meaningful programs for our young people.